Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams. Did you know there are statistics that say 75 to 90% of all visits to primary care physicians result from stress-related disorders? Well, that was a study done by the president of the American Institute of Stress. I tell you, friends, it is time to balance your emotions. You know, this is a time of year where everybody is, well, depending on what part of the country that you live in, but over here in the Northeast, everybody, you know, we're excited. We're just leaving spring and about to enter into the summer, and everybody is concerned about how they look. They want to be in shape. Everybody, you turn around now, everybody you talk to, they're talking about going to the gym and how many hours they're putting in on the track, how many hours they're spending getting that body into shape. Well, you know, we're made up of mind, body, and soul. And so, you know, we get the body right on the outside. And then on any given Sunday, you can find people or Saturday, you can find people in various houses of worship getting that soul right. But what about the mind? And what about our emotions? And sometimes they're just left, you know, at the bottom. Well, we want to help you with that. We want to give you today, the topic of our show today, keys to emotional balance. Help is on the way. So get your pen, get your paper, get ready to write down some things that you can do to get out of your emotional jail, or I should call it emotional hell for some people. It is just really that bad. Now, if you just tuned into the show, we welcome you here. If it's your first time here, we thank you for tuning in to the Coaching Lalisa Show. We come on every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. We want to be able to inspire you and empower you so that you can have a great day all day long while you're at work or in your businesses. We thank you for your comments that you leave in the comment section of the page. They help us to improve the show, to make it better. So as we were saying, emotional health, it is important. Stress. We don't want to be all stressed out. And stress can come in the area. You may have stress as it relates to your money. You may have stress related to family. It might be related to your health even. You might even have money, have stress related to career. And at the heart of this stress, you see, stress would be end up being the symptom. But what's underneath the stress is an imbalance in our emotions. So you have to get fit in your emotion. Now let's look at some of the top emotions that people experience. Well, there's love. Now, just right there, some people know that they have an area in the love field. There are some people who don't feel loved by family members. There are some people who don't feel that they're, because they're not in love with someone, they feel off kilter, like something's wrong with them, something's not right. When they don't have a lot of loved ones, friends, and other family members that love them. You know, love and the sense of belonging was one of Dr. Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. He said that all human beings have these levels of needs, and we can't go to the highest level of need, which is self-actualization, which is being the absolute best. You know, when you're at the top, as Dr. Abraham Maslow describes it, when you've reached that top level of self-actualization, this is the place where you're really exploding in your gifts and talents and abilities. This is where you've reached your potential in life, and you know, you're working in the job that you want, you have the career that you want, your passions are being played out every day. Your positive passions, anyway, because, you know, we have some negative passions, but let's play out the positive passions. This is when you are living on purpose, where you just, life for you is just at 110%. And this is his highest level of need. But Abraham Maslow describes it that you have these other four levels of needs, and it's built on a scale of a hierarchy, so you can't get to the higher need of really being the best you until you've met the needs at the lower level. And he proclaims that you cannot get, and his study is a very well done study and very well known in almost every major organization that deals with people utilizes his theory of needs, and he's also taught his theories of needs to many, many, many students. It's still taught to many students today. I teach it every single semester in business class. And it's also taught in economics class and social study, psychology classes and everywhere. So this is so he says that one of those needs is the need to feel loved. That, you know, he starts you right there at the base with your basic physiological needs, physiological food, water, and shelter. Then he moves you up to the need to be protected and the with the need of security. Then he moves you right into this need of belonging, and then you go into the need of self-esteem. So he says that you can't even have high self-esteem if you do not feel loved and that you do not feel like you belong to someone or to something. So when we're looking at all of these people with low self-esteem, so when we're looking at people and our emotions are out of balance, well, right there, I mean, we could just do a whole show on dealing with our needs. Now, another emotion is peace, the feeling of peace. You know, just being able to sit quietly and still, whether we're listening to music or we're meditating, whatever we're doing, we need a sense of peace in our lives. Fear, content, anxiety, anger, all of these are emotions. Lust, pride, rejected, apathy, grateful, frustration, shy, curious, betrayed, hurt, infatuation, compassion, discouragement, confused, uncertainty, denial, and grief. All of these different emotions. So think about your own life and write these down. Make a list, and next to those emotions, write where you are. Rate yourself on a scale of like 1 to 5, 5 being very good, very stable, 1 being very unstable. Rate yourself. How stable are you in all these areas? I mean, we could take any one of them. Love. Are you one of those persons who, you know, one day you're madly in love with someone and the next day you hate that person? Now, that's okay if that happened once. But if that's happening all the time, right there, you know, you have some emotional imbalance right there. Okay? The same thing. What about your peace? If 1 minute you're at peace, and then the slightest little thing can throw you off. The same thing with anger. Do you blow up at the least little, does the least little thing set you off and make you want to fuss and fight? If that's the case, then you have some issues with emotional balance, and it's a good thing you tuned into the show. We are glad. We hope you took a minute there to think about your own emotions. Think about where you lie on discouragement. Do you go around feeling discouraged all the time? Always feeling discouraged or feeling that things aren't going your way, things aren't working out for you? Now, that can sometimes be a negative emotion, discouragement. What about denial? You know, we all experience denial. But some people, what they really take it to heart when they're denied things. You know, denial is just another stage of life. There are some things that you're going to be denied. Sometimes we feel like that, though, when we lose things. We feel like we're being denied the opportunity or the access to something. Well, the truth of the matter is, when you're dealing with what I've found, when you're dealing with denial, it's best to move on to something else. So for instance, if I was being denied an opportunity to, let's just say, do my training, do my workshops, or even do the radio show, then I would just simply find something else to do. I wouldn't spend time in grief or the lack of my peace in, you know, dealing with the worried about the thing that I'm being denied. So you think about that. What is it that you feel that you're being denied? These frustrations, these feelings of rejection, feeling of pride, anger. You know, we tell everybody gets angry. There's a proper place and time to get angry. But most of us are able to control our anger. Somehow, though, there are people out there who just never learned coping skills, let's face it. And you may have married them. You may have married them. They may be your boss. They may be your coworker. They may be an employee. They may be a close friend, a neighbor. someone you have to do business with. There could be, it could be your partner. There are people who have partners that they've gone into business with, and you didn't realize that person did not grow up the way you did. Maybe they were not taught coping skills. Some people have absolutely no coping skills. And so what they need to do is they need to tune in to the show. They need to tune in to the Coach LaLisa show regularly, because this is a show that will give you daily doses of coping skills. Basically, how to cope. Today we're talking about how to cope with your emotions. The other day we talked about how to get over toxic people and how to even get it out of you. I have a book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And throughout that book, through the experiences and the examples and the suggestions in that book, you will be getting better and better and better every day that you read it. I suggest if you get the book, you read it. Did you read it nice and slow? And also, I would suggest that you get my other book, God's Plan for My Success, because God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for you. Now, your emotions, you want them to be in harmony. You want to be successful at your emotions. You don't want to be a person who you're looking great on the outside. You know, your clothes are at the top of the line. Your hair, your nails are done. If you're a male, whatever the grooming kind of things that men do, you don't want that. And then on the inside, your emotions are just a firecracker waiting to happen. So you want to get this in fit. You want to get this in shape. You know, it's really, really important. Now, the one first thing you want to do, so I want to give you some keys to emotional balance. These are the keys to emotional balance. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to examine all of your thoughts. So in other words, you know, get a piece of paper and write down your thoughts. Keep a track, keep a thought. As a matter of fact, go to the store. If you haven't done it already, go to the store and get a thought journal. Make a thought journal. Write down your thoughts day to day. You know, just put whatever you think about it. Keep the journal handy. Get you a little small one. And it could be a little small notepad. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to go spend a lot of money. But even though it's worth it, I mean, this is your mind, this is your life, you want to do this. But you get this pad, and you just write down the time, and then write down that thought, okay? So keep track of any thoughts that you have, especially those that are unhealthy. And you're not going to write down all your thoughts, because you don't have enough time in the day. You know, we get so many thousands of thoughts per minute, so you don't want to do that. But what you do want to do is you do want to keep track of all the unhealthy thoughts that you have. Any thought that, because these unhealthy thoughts are primarily what's leading to your emotional imbalance, okay? Your emotion, why does she do this and why does she have to have that and why is he this and how come I can't have that? These are kind of, this is what happened to me here and this is what happened to me there. These are the kind of thoughts that you definitely want to keep track of, okay? The next thing you also want to do is you want to develop your emotional, what we call your emotional maturity. You want to be mature in your emotions, okay? A lot of people are not mature in their emotions. Like we said, they basically did not learn good coping skills, and that is why many people get angry. You see people getting into fights. You see the fights turning into a very, very, very bad situation. Why? It's because they are not mature in their emotions. So you want to document, keep track, like we said, keep track. You want to keep track. You absolutely want to keep track. And we thank you. we have a caller on the line, so we're going to take the caller's comments and questions. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. How are you?
Hello, this is CT Chris Adams. I called the other day.
Hey, Mr. What is this, CG?
CT, T as in Tom. CT Chris Adams.
Okay, you're on the air. Take it away.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to your show. I think it's a great idea to write things down and keep a journal. Lately, I've been writing everything, a lot of things down, just thoughts and ideas. I just keep a pad with me all the time, and it's really been helpful. You know, because I mean, it seems like something that people have heard before, but a lot of people don't do. So I think if you start doing that, you really can see the benefit of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. I totally agree with you that when I started keeping a journal back in 1990, and I can absolutely say that my life has changed tremendously from 1990 till today. And I can honestly say that a lot of it had to do with the beginnings of my journal writing. And actually many things that I wrote, I even wrote down things that I wanted to do. I wrote down my goals and my dreams, and mostly everything I wrote down, I'm living it today, or I've lived it or come through it some kind of way. So that's a very, very good, you know, just confirming that that is an awesome, awesome thing to do. And it will also help kind of clean out that our thoughts. Because sometimes
I was just going to say that. Gets it all off out of your mind and you get it on paper. Because you don't want to have to remember, like, everything that you know, every idea that you've ever had, because a lot of times you'll even forget about it. So this way you have it on paper, you can always go back to it and review it.
I know, I like that point, too. You can absolutely, like I said, there's something about putting things in black and white. It just makes it more concrete. When something's in black and white, you can actually, like you said, you can remember it. A lot of times we have all these goals and ideas and dreams, and what happens? We get bombarded by new thoughts and what have you, and they're gone out of the head. So that is a great point. And in terms of writing down some of our unhealthy emotions and our unhealthy thoughts, we also can get to look at it, and now we can make that assessment.
Yeah, and also, if you don't write things down, it's easy to kind of dismiss it, like, and create, like, negative thoughts in your mind and say, oh, this idea is no good, and then you just forget about it. If you write it down, it makes it real, and it's there, and you can see it, and if it's important to you, you can review it on a regular basis. And that way, you know, if it's something you really want to do, that can be very helpful.
Yeah, great, great. So we're talking today, we're trying to help people balance their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Their emotions and balance, because like we stated at the top of the show, that 70 to like 90% of doctor visits to the primary care doctor are stress related.
Yeah.
And stress is the result of, a lot of times, it's the result of our emotions being off balance.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes together with what you were talking about yesterday, about the other day, about being happy and kind of you know, having a good attitude as well, because that when you don't have a good attitude and you're not happy, that causes a lot of stress problems.
Right, right. We talked about some of the emotions, like, you know, being discouraged, being frustrated. You know, if you're not happy, if you're always feeling rejected and angry, and even in a state of discontent or anxiety, a lot of sadness, absolutely going right to the heart of our happiness, which also impacts our health, because there are still a lot of people who don't believe that their poor health is tied to their emotional well-being or to their high self-esteem. If you ever notice, really happy, joyful people who are really happy with their lives, you don't see them getting sick a lot. I mean, I don't know the actual statistics on that, but I'm sure they're high. I'm sure that doctors, anybody who is in the medical field, if they were on this show right now, they would tell people that is absolutely right, Lalisa. People, even in the hospitals, what is the first thing they try to get you to do after you go through that surgery from whatever incident you had. What is the first thing? People stop in the gift store, and what do? They bring you flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Or they bring you a little teddy bear, a little something. Why? To cheer you up. Why do you think, Doc, why do you think hospitals is so big for them to bring the family in, and family and friends? Because they want the person to cheer up, and they know that you'll get well quicker. So,
Yeah, definitely. It does.
It matters to your health. So many people, if they don't get their emotions in order, and like we said before, the second step, the first key is to examine all your unhealthy thoughts and write them down, and then challenge them. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is it because of someone I haven't forgiven in the past? Is it something I haven't let go of that is already over 10 years past now? I need to just let it go and move on? You know, am I waiting on something that, why just sit here and wait and feel frustrated when I could be up doing something totally different and have moved on?
Yeah.
You may even find a new love. You may find a new something, some new interest.
Yeah, those are important questions. Those are important questions because, you know, it interferes with, like, a lot of your productivity. So if that ties into business, if you have all this stuff going on and you're not taking care of it, it's definitely going to affect your business, your productivity, and a lot of things happening in your life.
Absolutely. Yes, just not that long ago, I had a person who was in business. They're looking for some personal coaching in the same area, because they have a partner, and the partner and them, they obviously had the financials to go into business together. They obviously had the right idea to go into business. However, now the personalities are clashing. Why? It's because probably one of these emotions that we had listed before is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get it into balance, you're going to continue. And you may struggle in your area of communication and interpersonal skills, but a lot of those problems in communications and interpersonal skills, which is another area of training that I do, you will find at the heart of most of this stuff, again, quoting and referring to Dr. Abraham Maslow, who did years of study, and I mean his studies are still being taught today. Why? Because they still hold true. That there are these hierarchy of needs, that human beings, we have some basic needs. There are things we need. I mean, he's not the only one that's done studies on the things we need. But I love his because it's easy for people to understand those five basic needs. And so people really need to, that's why I was encouraging people, Chris, I was encouraging people to tune into the show on a regular basis, because every day, we deal with another segment, another issue that's going to help strengthen people so that they can be successful at work, so that they can be productive in their home life, so that they can have friends. You know, that's another study that Emile Durkheim did. Emile Durkheim, a famous, I believe he was a French psychologist, if I'm not mistaken, and he said that they needed to belong. They needed to belong to someone. They need that feeling. The highest area of people who committed suicide, the most thing that suicide people had in common was that they didn't feel like they belonged to anyone.
Mm.
They weren't attached
to it. I know you're coming to the end of your show here, so I'll just thanks for having me on here to talk to you. And
thank you.
I think people would do great to be able to come in and tune into your show. You can do it while you're exercising. You can do it while, you know, you can just call in on your cell phone. So thanks a lot, and you can connect with me on CT Chris Adams, anybody out there that wants to see me on Twitter. But all right, thanks a lot.
Great. No, thank you. Now, that was CT Chris Adams, and you can connect with him. He's also on Blog Talk Radio. He has a show. We're going to bring him back and have him as a guest on the show where he can really share with you some of his knowledge that he has in certain areas, such as social networking. Well, there you go. You're not going to be, just because there's Twitter and Facebook and all that out there and you have a computer or a large tools to use that, it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to really be successful at social networking until you get your emotions in balance, because there will still be the anger, the frustration, the grief, and all of those things. So we're definitely going to do a part two of this show because we have some more keys to share with you, but I think those two will get you started. Examine, make a list of all your unhealthy thoughts, make sure you challenge them, and also begin to develop your emotional maturity. Look at how you handle situations, how you handle arguments. Do you lash out? And look at how you deal with situations. Do you think it all the way through, or do you just make a quick judgment that doesn't always end up right? And then, are you accusatory? Do you always accuse the other person? It's always their fault, and you never see anything wrong with yourself. That's when you're dealing with your maturity. And let me just assure you, there was just several years ago, for a long period of my life, probably from like teenage to well in my 40s, where I was just an emotional wreck, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. I thought I was fine, and I thought it was everyone else's problem. But I had to come face to face with my own emotions. So as I worked through those, that's how I ended up with this show and being able to talk about these topics. Now make sure you tune in next week. We have some more exciting shows coming up for you. Starting next week, we're going to be dealing with, on Monday, how to get in touch with your spirituality. And on Tuesday, we're going to deal with conscious intentions. You can do it. Conscious intentions. So anyway, you have a great and wonderful holiday weekend. We'll see you on Monday on the holiday. It was great to have you tune into the show for another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.